Chapter 19. We may come any moment on three carabineers who would let off their pieces without asking questions. Even your way of flinging money about cannot make safety for men set on defying a whole big country for the sake of what is it exactly, the blue eyes, or the white arms of the Sonora. He kept his voice equably low. It was a lonely spot and, but for a vague shape of a dwarf tree here and there, we had only the flying clouds for company. Very far off, a tiny light twinkled a little way up the seaward shoulder of an invisible mountain. Dominic moved on. Fancy yourself lying here, on this wild spot, with a leg smashed by a shot, or perhaps with a bullet in your side. It might happen. A star might fall. I have watched stars falling in scores on clear nights in the Atlantic. And it was nothing. The flash of a pinch of gunpowder in your face may be a bigger matter. Yet somehow it's pleasant as we stumble in the dark, to think of our Sonora in that long room with a shiny floor, and all that lot of glass at the end, sitting on that divan, you call it, covered with carpets, as if expecting a king indeed. And very still. Dot, he remembered her whose image could not be dismissed. I laid my hand on his shoulder. That light on the mountainside flickers exceedingly, Dominic. Are we in the path? He addressed me then in French, which was between us the language of more formal moments. Prenez mon bras, monsieur. Take a firm hold, or I will have you stumbling again, and falling into one of those beastly holes, with a good chance to crack your head. And there is no need to take offense. For, speaking with all respect, why should you, and I with you, be here on this lonely spot, barking our shins in the dark on the way to a confounded flickering light, where there will be no other supper, but a piece of a stale sausage, and a draught of leathery wine out of a stinking skin. Pa! I had good hold of his arm. Suddenly he dropped the formal French, and pronounced in his inflexible voice. For a pair of white arms, senor. Bueno. He could understand. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.